ready? Good. Okay, I will go ahead and call the Common Council meeting to order. It is Tuesday, January 8th at 7 p.m. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Weigel.
Here.
Ward.
Here.
Romine.
Here.
Enrod.
Here.
Simpson.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from the December 26th meeting of the Common Council. Were there any changes or additions that needed to take place to those minutes? Hearing none, could I have a motion to approve? Motion by Jackie.
Second.
Seconded by Ben. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Next up is the election of Council President. Your current council president up to this point has been Dan Weigold. We will open the floor for nominations.
I'll nominate Dan again. A second.
And, okay, we have a nomination for Dan. Would anyone like to close the nominations?
I move that we close the nominations.
Okay. Okay. So then let's go ahead and vote on that. All those in favor of Dan becoming president or remaining president? Okay, it is unanimous with one abstention. Okay.
Thanks.
Very good.
Next, an honor.
Yeah.
Something happens to the mayor, you're the mayor.
That's right. That is true.
We're all praying for him.
We like things to be consistent.
Consistency is
consistency.
Good. Okay. Next up on the agenda is the 2012 Christmas Lighting Awards. I see we have some individuals in the audience that aren't typically here. So I will go ahead and turn it over to Dan and Ben, who have been in charge of this. Very quickly approaching Christmas season so I'll leave it over to Dan and Ben.
Yeah, this is one of the really cool things that we get to do. It's really interesting being able to go up to knock on people's house doors to hand out the awards, because when you first make knock on the door, you tell people there you're from city council, and right away their facial expression changes. You know, they say, no, we're here to give you an award. You win $100. They all say, oh, come on in. It's a little different approach, yeah, but it is a lot of fun to go look around the town and judge the lights, and you know, we get pretty picky, and we discuss a number of issues that go on with what it takes to decorate for a town. And there's a number of people that do drive around town looking and appreciate the work that everybody does, and this is one way of saying thank you for that, because it does bring families together and does have families drive around for an evening and enjoy all the work that you guys do. And so to start off, the winner of the Northeast area winner is Diana Streppy. She can please come forward. Congratulations. Her house is very well decorated, multiple lights around the eaves, and it was very well presented out front with the different ornamentation that she did. It was very, very, very nice. Very much appreciated. The southeast area is Troy and Christy Golden. Southeast area winner.
You're not here tonight.
Okay. Southwest area is Phil and Kay Fisher. Okay, please come forward. Another area, another home out of Westgate that has the house is very well lit. I mean, you got a great yard to be able to do all that. All the Christmas trees that they have are decked out in white. It's just beautiful. It's another home that you'd like to take a picture and put on a card. It's very well done.
Thank you.
Congratulations. The Northwest winner is Jack and Pam Nicodemus. Mm-hmm. very, very difficult judging in that area because there's a number of homes that really stood out. And when we were really making our decision, your home, again, was decked out all white. And there was everything possible that could have white on it, had on it. And it was just gorgeous. Absolutely beautiful. And it was really a joy to just sit and marvel at what all the work it did.
Tell me by surprise.
Understanding how you didn't blow breakers is beyond me. So it was beautiful. So congratulations. And unfortunately, I know the winner is not here. He is physically sick this evening. But the winner this year of the overall prize is Mike and Amy Cook. The work that those guys do is just unconscionable because everything they put out there is homemade. All the wiring, how the apparatuses that they put together is just incredible when you sit back and look at what they did to that. I know he starts in the summer and goes after it and puts all Snoopy on a sled going down the hill to just ho-ho-ho on the roof, and you can see it from 30 from the backside. It's just absolutely gorgeous. So this year's overall winner is Mike and Amy Cook. And I'd like to thank Bill or Ben for driving around with us, and I know we got some volunteers that's willing to drive around with us next year. So we're very grateful for that because sometimes we start arguing and there's nobody else to bounce it off. So thank you very much for all the work that you guys do. You make our town beautiful. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Yes. Thank you very much, and I want to thank, obviously, Dan and Ben for their work. It is a bit time-consuming to go around every street and see basically every house in Columbia City, but I'm sure it's not a tough job either. And obviously, I want to thank those of you who won, as well as the individuals who didn't win but still decorated their house. It really does make a big difference in our community. It does bring out the holiday spirit. And is important for that sense of closeness that we have with our neighbors. And so thank you for that. Okay, we'll go ahead and move on to the next two items. We're actually going to table ordinance 2013-1. Because Mike isn't here, and that does pertain to him, we're going to table that one. And so then we'll move on to ordinance 2013-2. Can I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Motioned by Ben, seconded by Dan. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Please read 2013-2 by title only.
Ordinance 2013-2, an ordinance amending Chapter 71, parking regulations, and amending Chapter 75, traffic schedules, both of Title 7 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
Okay. Somebody worked on this, and I didn't work on this ordinance. Rosie, was that Marcia?
Me and Marcia.
Okay. Do you want to kind of talk about it for a second? Just about the changes and why this is
me
versus...
Me or Marcia? I can.
I don't mind.
Although I have to find
either one of you.
Here.
We have 2013-2.
I know it has to do with those spots that are on Line Street at the corner of Line and Market.
Oh, yes. Okay, when I drafted the first ordinance last summer, there was just not understanding on my part as the time frame to be used for the municipal spots that are on Line Street. And evidently, those are supposed to match up with the municipal parking lot, and I was unaware of that. So what I did was I went back in to what we had done, and so we're actually amending an ordinance that hasn't even been put in the book yet. it's that new. But because we're already enforcing it, I didn't want to go back and amend that ordinance in and of itself, since we're already enforcing it. So anyway, now, the is it four lots? The four angled spaces on Line Street, which are the south part, you know, we have three business, are now going to be in the same time frame as the municipal parking lot. That's what this is all about.
And I don't remember, is that time frame 6 or 7 a.m.?
6 to 4.
6 to 4.
I'd have to see
6
that.
To 4.
Yeah.
6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. Okay. Generally speaking, our business hours.
Yeah. So that's the change.
Okay. Questions or comments about this? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve on first reading?
Make a motion, we approve ordinance 2013-2 on first reading.
Second.
Motion by Ben, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. And we will move that to second reading. Okay, department head reports. We'll start with Tim this time.
We have set up an interview board. We will hold interviews for the new officer position that we are looking to fill. Those interviews will take place on Saturday afternoon. Currently, the field is narrowed to 6 applicants. After the interviews on Saturday, we will narrow the field to 3 applicants. And then those 3 will be interviewed by the Board of Works at a later date. Last week, I met with the superintendent just to briefly discuss our law enforcement response to a crisis situation, no matter what that would be, and just kind of talk with the school about plans and cooperation with them in some possible training that may be coming on later this year. And a future meeting has been scheduled with all the principals in the corporation to go over their crisis plans for each school. This week we're going to lay out the 2013 training schedule, so we'll lay out dates and times for all of our trainings this year. Thursday we have a mandatory department meeting. That meeting is to discuss the current change with our gap time and how we handle our gap time. We have a command staff meeting scheduled for next week as well. I just want to commend the officers for doing a great job with ramping up patrols of our local banks and schools. They've done a great job with going above and beyond and making sure that they are doing a lot of walkthroughs and patrols of banks and schools, and increased traffic enforcement in some key areas as well.
Questions of Tim? Thank you, Tim. Jeff?
The South Lion Street storm sewer project that was recently awarded to Wygents will begin work on that this Thursday, weather permitting. Starting tomorrow, we'll be doing outfall inventories on storm sewer outfalls of less than 12 inches on the Phillips ditch, as is required by IDEM. The State Road 205 project that we anticipate awarding for construction next year, we're currently working on the acquisition of property, and because of the holiday season, the two parties couldn't get hooked up. And then also, I provided a water main work plan, IDEM's NDOT's request last week, because it wasn't originally part of the scope of our project. So that's taken care of now. Additionally, I know that Mike Cook and I have both reported that last fall we had an audit done from IDEM, the wet weather section technician, and he required us to update our combined sewer overflow operational plan and gave us until July 1st of this year to do that. And so Mike and Kelly and I met this last week and divvied up the responsibilities of what has to be provided for this document, and updating the council on where we stand with that as we move along into the spring months. Additionally, the Plan Commission met last night, and I'll speak on behalf of Jackie and Dan. We've identified that there's at least a few signs in our community, that business signs that are not in compliance with our current ordinance. And so we're taking this opportunity to look at what other communities do, and also what is reasonably expected of our commercial enterprises. And we'll be updating that ordinance with the onset of animated signs and LED signs out there in the marketplace. It could potentially provide for traffic hazards, because of the brightness, because of the animation drawing your eyes away from looking forward. So we'll be working on that in the next month or two. I know, Mayor, that you brought that up recently too. So.
Yeah, actually, speaking of that, if I can dovetail off of that, an ordinance review committee has been formed. I've formed that. It's really more Ben's brainchild than anything else, but an ordinance review committee basically being a committee that starts going through our current ordinances, saying is it a good ordinance, is it not a good ordinance, are we enforcing it, are we not enforcing it, and that's going to be Ben and Jackie, Tim, Pete York, and Walt Crowder. So I think a good group of individuals. I know the animal ordinance is something that's going to be tackled in that group, and I also know that that sign ordinance was something that I was thinking would come to that group, so I'm assuming with Jackie being there, then that can be a good facilitation there. Now, that would not affect, as I see it at least, that would not affect new ordinances coming forward. It would just be going through the current ordinance book and really hammering down on some of those. Frankly, I just don't want to get to a point where our city, and I don't think this is the case, but I don't want us to get to make that list of crazy ordinances from, you know, you can't wear a beard on the third Thursday of September or something like that. So I just want to, go through our book and really make sure that our ordinances are workable, are enforceable, and are right for our citizens. So.
To go off of what the sign, I know, speaking with Dave Sewell today with the planning director, that he's already done some research, and there's some really well-written ordinance in place from other towns that will be the next month, because, I mean, it fits almost perfectly what we're looking for. So
that's great. Yeah.
And I'm sure there are. I guess the main thing, just, Mayor, you're absolutely correct.
Yep.
You want to give our businesses every opportunity to advertise,
right,
to get people in, but you don't want to restrict it to the point that that it's a hardship on them. So
right.
You have to weigh all aspects of it, and I think that Dave's a good conduit to get those ordinances. So that's all I could say.
Questions of Jeff?
The FEMA report you sent out, it was last week, regarding the six areas of
the resilience.
Are we expected to do something, or is that just saying these are problem areas that?
That's areas that we had identified as problematic areas to one extent or another in the grand scheme of things. And there was a notation in there as far as who the responsible parties would be and what could be. Potentially, it's like on severe storms only or periodically. I know Eagle Glen was on there, and it was like educate the property owners on flood insurance and that kind of stuff. So it was just areas that as a group, we sat down. I know that the mayor, Dan, was involved in that, looked at maps and pointed to, okay, we've had problems here, here, and here.
Yep.
But yeah, there's nothing that we really, there's one area that I'm looking at that I've talked to Kelly about up on Lincoln Way that I think that we can deal with internally with not a lot of outlay of money to handle for no more often than we have the problems. The one area was up on Main Street at just south of 30, when we had a 4 or 6 inch rain one day, and the whole highway flooded, and that was like a 500 year rain. So those you don't structure your system to handle.
So it wasn't a report that says you've got to do X, Y, Z, Y.
No.
That's the state's problem.
More of an FYI report. Other questions of Jeff? Thank you, Jeff. Larry?
We are continuing with our inventory. We should have it completed by the end of the week. We had 40 disconnects this month. Mediacom was putting in a service, got into our wires. We were one home was out of power for a short period of time. We got that repaired. Taking down the Christmas decorations, and we checked them all to see how they withstood the winter. We had about 10 that had some of the lights that were out. We took them over to Pearson, and they were still under warranty, so the gentleman is going to repair them, and then when we pick them back up, he's going to give us some parts to, and also instruct us how to do the repairs ourselves, so that would be nice. We began removing the Christmas decorations that we had left out at the wastewater plant so Mike can reclaim his building. And we continue to cut trees. I think we have 10 trees left out of our list. And we were lucky, a gentleman came in and all the big logs that we had piled behind the MSF building or beside it, he has agreed he would take any of the wood that we would give him, so we have got a bit of luck in finding someone that would take that wood, so that would be a big load off of our mind.
Did you tell him to go to North Oak also?
Pardon?
Did you tell him to go up to North Oak Street also?
Yeah, I tell him. He said he'd take it all.
Okay, good. So. Good. Questions of Larry? Anything else, Larry?
That's
good.
It.
Okay. Tom?
At the last council meeting, I handed out a report that basically outlined our entire month. So other than that, I would like to report that as of December 31st, the final tally for the fire department was 838 emergency responses that we made last year. So, and our candy giveaway was bigger than what we'd normally had. Ben was there that evening, which was very nice. And yeah, we gave out, all the candy ended up getting dispersed, so it was very nice.
Questions of Tom? Thank you, Tom.
We are still saddened by last night's events with Notre Dame, though, so.
We or you?
Well, you should be.
Okay, Mike?
We fixed another 12-inch main break New Year's Eve out there on 205 by Faith Christian Academy. And we had service line leak on East Market we're going to fix as soon as we can get there. We continue to make hydrant checks for the winter. We finished up our inventory. We had 84 disconnects for non-pay last week. And we got the wiring done and programming on our new actuator on the backwash valve and got that system back up and running. And then last Saturday night, we had a hydrant out at 700 East get broke by, I believe it was Arcola Fire Department. Somebody in Allen County came over to get some water and somehow through the process broke the hydrant. So we've got that fixed and stuff. And then that's about it.
On a totally, well, maybe related note, Saturday night, there was an incident, some kind of incident out at the gas station that's right on the other side of County Line Road. Does anybody know anything about it? The reason I ask is because I know there's been some times out there where the hydrants are out there. We talked about that in the past,
yeah.
But don't know anything about
there
it.
There was supposed to be a truck fire someplace
is that
why
what
they
was?
Were coming
that's
to get water, yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if that, you know, our water lines go so far out that way that I didn't know if we had any read on that or not. I know Rosie and I have had the discussion about
yeah,
the usage of that water.
We're waiting for a report back from Allen County so we can actually bill somebody for what happened, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Questions of Mike?
On an unrelated note, maybe this is a question for Rosie, but the water bond, where are we on that?
It's all done. We got all our money.
Okay.
So we're set, Mike's set to go.
We can replace that server.
Got all his projects kind of lined up.
Mm-hmm. That, speaking of that, that 100 South Loop, that's supposed to happen this year, correct?
Yeah.
And that will boost water pressure at Eagle Glen. It will help give us basically a secondary line for those residents out there that have experienced main breaks over and over again. And did you say the anodes are coming in?
Yeah, we start installing those tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
So again, we're trying to be proactive. I know that the people out in Eagle Glen and Irish Glen are getting frustrated. I know Mike and I are way over and above frustrated about the situation, so we're trying to do everything we can to get that situation under control. Other questions of Mike? Thanks, Mike. Terry?
We started our three-year assessment plan on replacements for the computer system for each department this month. And we're working on a managed print service system with the Mayor and Rosie for the network, so we'll hopefully have that in place in another week or two. We had testing last Saturday for the new dispatch position. We had 23 people show up to take the test, and the testing went well. The software worked really well. The results were sent off Monday to the company that goes over the tests and grades them and sends a report back, so we're hoping that'll be back in by the end of the week or early next week. That's all I have.
Questions of Terry?
Was this to replace a dispatcher that retired?
One that's retiring this month, yes.
Okay. Thank you, Terry. Kelly?
And we have two guys that are continuing helping the electric department with tree removal. As Larry mentioned, we're down to 10 trees and be wrapping that up hopefully pretty soon. We've had the camera truck out in Section A televising some more sewer lines. Went through and sanded all the alleys, try to help with the slick conditions with the weather getting warmer. And I've been patching potholes, did some work down at Green Hill Cemetery, and we've had a jet machine out today and continue the rest of the week cleaning sewer lines. And we'll be getting with the police chief on our sign replacements coming up, section G and H, and be looking at the speed limit and yield stop sign ordinances. And just want to report Christmas tree pickup, I think, so Saturday. Is that right, Rosie?
Yes.
I mentioned that earlier, and I...
Yes.
Okay. That's all I have this time.
As I was coming to work this morning, I saw the garbage truck pick up a Christmas tree with their mechanical arm.
Oh, yeah.
And tried to put it in the back, and it launched it clear over the truck.
Maybe he just needs some more practice. He's just getting ready.
He's getting ready again.
Okay.
That's one.
Other questions of Kelly? Thank you, Kelly. Marsha?
Nothing.
Rosie?
Nothing.
Jackie?
Nothing.
For me, I wanted to let you know, I was down at the State House yesterday for as mayor of the day down there. I specifically chose the first day of session because I knew everyone would be in their nice new school outfits and everyone would be playing nice together on the first day. And went pretty well. Got to speak with our representatives as well as some other representatives from around the region about some of the issues that we have and some of the issues that are really pertinent to cities and towns. As I've said in the past, local control is a big issue. And I would say in some ways has been under attack over the last couple of years. And so that's one big thing that we're kind of pushing at the Association of Cities and Towns. I should also let you know that I've been named as one of the members of the board of directors for IACT for this year. Very humbled by that. And besides that, just wanted to let you know, Cub Scout Pack 3089 will be here Thursday night. We're going to be doing a walkthrough of City Hall. They're going to be doing a walkthrough with me, City Hall. Tomorrow night is the Aquatics Facility Task Force first meeting, and should be an interesting meeting. You too?
But I don't know if I can be here tomorrow.
Okay.
I emailed Mark earlier.
Okay.
I didn't talk to him.
Yet. Okay. And Mark and Mike are both out sick tonight. So, in any case, so I wanted to let you guys know about that. And also, finally, just to let you know, Youth Council next Thursday, so a week from this coming Thursday, will be in the fifth grade classrooms of Mary Raber and Little Turtle to teach them about government and how a bill becomes a law. So, and that's why you saw the DVD of Schoolhouse Rock in my office earlier today. Besides that, I'm good. Dan?
Just one thing, I'll have to try to pick up the Christmas signs. a little later this year than normal, trying to get my pickup truck to get out to pick them up. I'll try to get them here in the next couple of days. So.
Okay.
You need my truck, huh?
Ben?
My.
Okay. Nicole?
Nothing.
Bill? Audience have anything to say? Okay. And press.
Just like a photo of all the Christmas light vendors in the hall there or something.
Mm-hmm. Be great. Okay, besides that, we'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody.